Now the teacher refuses to teach.
Why?
Because the teacher doesn't want the student to know it and become a competitor. Now the market is entirely his and he doesn't want it. No. Not that he is not anxious, he is extremely anxious. But he wants to check whether the student is fit for that knowledge. This is not a special. Even modern democratic world, the educational system, they do it, isn't it? Anybody walking into it, a taxi driver just walking into it, what do you want? Medical college admission. What were you doing there? Taxi driver. Have you finished school? No. Seventh standard I somehow or other completed. There afterwards I understood that education and me are two different things and therefore I started running all about the town in taxi. You understand? No, don't you say that the teacher says, look, go complete 10 plus 2 and take biology and then get ready. Prepare a certain standard and then come to the medical college, you will be able to follow it quickly. Thus, in every education, there are certain qualifications necessary for the admission into a certain classroom. In the same way, the student, in order to enter into the classroom of Vedanta and the discussion of the highest, must have certain qualifications necessary. The teacher is testing the student whether he has got all those qualifications. So then after the student has asked, the teacher says, Vedairatrapi vichikitsitam pura. My dear son, you are only 8 years old. You don't know what you are asking. You yourself don't know what you are asking. Because children generally ask, uncle died. Mama, where did uncle go? Dead. Where did he go? He went to the Lord. What is the phone number? Where he thinks the Lord is somewhere. Now, he himself doesn't know what he is asking. But he is trying to understand it with his little pokey little intellect. Then mummy says, keep quiet. How about why should I keep quiet? Because or else you will be exactly like your father. What else can the mother say? Oh, mother will have to say that, ask daddy. I don't know. I only heard that your uncle has gone to the Lord. Ask, Papa, Papa, when he comes, ask. And you pray ardently that the child may forget that question. Generally they forget because it is only momentary. Similarly, the child might have asked this question. So the teacher points out, son, my dear baby, Devaihi Atravi, even by the angels, the gods of the heavens, the angels of the heavens, Vichikitsitam Pura, from the deep dawn of history, even the angels of the heavens, the permanent citizens of heavens, have got this doubt. Vichikitsitam, this doubt is still with them. Why that? Oh, okay, there must be fools. It is not that. Very carefully analyze. Even they have got the doubt, meaning they are privileged people as far as study is concerned. Is it not? As compared with us. We live here in this world about 60 years, average 70. Of which the first 20 years are just gone, learning alphabets and the elementary things. When do you start research? You can't start research before 20, 25. You must first study the science and then start research. So up to 20, 25 gone. Then you start your studies. How much time do you get to study, please? 25 to, yes, say 50, 55, you study. Afterwards, it is not so alert. In that 25 years, remember, 12 hours is a night. So 25 years have become keep the arithmetics by you because I am very poor in arithmetics. It becomes 12 and a half years. Every day, at least 7 hours you must work. If you are in a developed country, underdeveloped country, more hours. Developing country, more hours. Underdeveloped country, you are happy because you need not work at all. 7 hours you have to go. 7 hours, almost one third. Now of that 12 and a half, one third remove. Who is good at mathematics? So another 3 years is gone. 8 years you are gone. All of these 8 years, reserve 2 hours. Bath, excretion, cooking food, eating. 2 hours. So another 1/12 remove. Have you got arithmetic? Are you following the mathematics? In the rest of it, a few months you remove for sickness. A couple of months at least, marriage and honeymooning. Weekends you remove because you have to lie down in the seashore, heating up from both sides. Remove that. Then recreation, half an hour or 1 hour. The rest of the day. Thereafter, you remove that newspaper bundle. Reading time. 20 minutes. Okay, remove. Ultimately, in a whole lifetime spread out in 60 years, how much of time? About 365 days. This is all that you get. However intelligent you may be, this is the time that is available for you. How much can you study? There in heaven, unemployed everyone. Welfare state. There is no day and night. It's a dim dusk at all times. They don't sleep. Sleep is not necessary. So 24 hours they get of every day. And it is not 1 year, 60 years, 70 years. It is thousands of years. Intelligence more bright because no anxiety, no worry, no neurosis, no tension, no stress, no strain. So intellect is a sharp. Better intelligence, better condition of living, more hours, more years, better teachers. Yet, even from the very beginning till today, those denizens of heavens have not understood it. Even they have got a doubt. My baby, better, my little baby, why are you wasting such time? Take this chocolate. Go. You understand? That is what the teacher's attitude. Nahi suvijneyam anuresha dharma. Even they, na suvijneyam, have not correctly and fully understood it. Why? Anuresha dharma. This dharma, this idea is so anu, so subtle. They are not able to understand it because they are thinking of pleasures of the world outside, and in that pleasures the mind and intellect's attention is turned outward, and therefore they cannot understand this subtle one. And therefore, why are you baby? Che che che. This is not meant for the bachchas. Not meant for little children. It's a big, big thing. You can't. When you grow like papa, then I will teach you. Don't you say that sometimes? Because they are corner you into one corner and then you say that, I promise. By God, I promise. What? I'll teach you when you become as big as father. And we hope that at that time he will forget this silly question. Anuresha dharma, anyam varam nachiketo vrinisha. Please, oh Nachiketas, little baby. Oh baby Nachiketas, please choose some other boon. You don't know what you are asking. This is very difficult. Even gods cannot understand. I have not understood it even now. You don't know the seriousness of the question. Please choose some other boon. Mamo parotsit iti mas jainam. Please don't relieve me from this boon. Don't press on that you want. Don't be silly, baby. Don't be silly. Be a nice baby. Don't ask that. That you cannot get. Ask something else, baby. Yeah. Don't you say that? In the same way the master says, don't ask this question. Ask something else.